As your state superintendent, I have made an unwavering commitment to public schools and libraries in our state. Our schools in every part of Wisconsin help our children to become active citizens, productive and skilled workers, and leaders who have risen to the challenges they face generation after generation. Our long-standing commitment in Wisconsin to public education continues to earn us nation-leading graduation rates, nation-leading college entrance exam scores, and strong increases in students taking rigorous college courses in high school. We are proud of the accomplishments of our public schools and libraries, and we know our schools and democracy are made stronger by our constant effort to change and renew, to strive for the common good, and to transform for the better. We must ensure that strong public schools and libraries deliver on the opportunity for our children to be the best they can be and to reach their goals. This is even more important in the current economic times, facing the challenges of a struggling global economy. We must be clear, we must educate our children now for the jobs that will be the foundation of Wisconsin's future prosperity. This past year's hard times leave many working families struggling with lost earnings, lost jobs, and even some of them lost homes. Too many families increasingly find it hard to afford health care, a roof over their head, or even the next meal. This fall, children return to schools that face budget cuts that have resulted in higher class sizes and lost opportunities and support. While we appreciate the state's commitment to schools in these tough times, public schools are cutting budgets at a time when achievement gaps are too large and too many of our students drop out. We must commit now to increase resources to our schools and libraries as the economy improves. To put it into a farming context, we must stop eating our seed corn. A quality education with every child a graduate prepared for the workplace and further education lasts a lifetime. It provides a harvest for years to come. 3 months ago in an elementary school in Milwaukee, I pledged to the citizens of Wisconsin that as state superintendent I would work hard to ensure every child is a graduate. To do this, we must recruit and retain the highest quality educators possible, invest in innovation, ensure safe and respectful schools, advance common sense and transparent accountability, and of course, work for a fair and sustainable school funding system. And I can tell you, we've hit the ground running. For example, we will hold our first ever graduation summit in December to focus our state's attentions and efforts on increasing graduation rates and reducing the number of children who drop out of school. As we all know, one dropout is too many. We're increasing the rigor and relevancy of our academic standards through the work of the America Diploma Project and have joined a national effort to create common core standards and assessments. We have won over $30 million from the federal government to provide more charter schools and educational opportunities across the state of Wisconsin. We announced the phasing out of the Wisconsin Knowledge and Concepts Exam and are working towards a new assessment system based on the recommendations of the Next Generation of Assessment Task Force. We've published the nation's first curriculum guide in financial literacy, and we've launched job placement centers in public libraries across the state. We have almost universal free wireless internet access in our public libraries and just expanded Wisconsin's online library service, BadgerLink, with free access to more resources for the increasing number of library patrons. And we've been busy in our state's largest city. In Milwaukee Public Schools, we must fix what's broken and build upon what works. We have expanded efforts in the Milwaukee Public Schools to increase parental involvement, consistency of curriculum, time and quality of instruction. I'm reinvigorating and then expanding the DPI's urban education office in Milwaukee, and I'm holding regular hours there. We're aggressively working with the community and state partners to improve education for Milwaukee's children. If I had one message for you to take home today, it's this. All school districts in the state of Wisconsin need Milwaukee to succeed. All of us must get behind our efforts to lift the achievement of Milwaukee's children. We need to leave behind blame and excuses and build upon the good being done there presently by hardworking teachers, parents, and students. Thousands of our educators daily teach Milwaukee's children regardless of the assorted controversies revolving around the system. As the state continues to improve MPS through our corrective action requirements, the next 2 years provide a great opportunity for more systemic changes to transform Milwaukee Public Schools. The people of Milwaukee, I have learned, dare to care, and so do all of us, that kids learn in all of Milwaukee's public schools. Throughout Wisconsin, I am working with community, state, and national partners to further transform all of our schools across the state and to ensure a quality education is available no matter where you live in the state. We are leading, in case you didn't know it, we are living in exciting times. And I believe it is possible for plans that seemed unattainable in the past to actually happen. Can you imagine this? 51 states and territories coming together to create internationally benchmarked Common Core standards in English and math that define the skills and knowledge students need to succeed in college and careers. This is happening. It will happen. This effort recognizes what we have long known. Our students and families are highly mobile, and our economy is global in scope. This collaborative effort, if successful, frees us to completely redesign our assessment and accountability system. Thus, can you also imagine a new assessment system that combines state, district, and classroom assessments in offering public accountability, provides timely information to teachers, students, and parents to inform instruction and improve student achievement. Is based on standards that are internationally benchmarked. A system that's adaptive in assessing students' performance by increasing the difficulty of questions as far as a student can possibly go. Is computer-based, providing multiple opportunities to measure student progress during the school year at elementary and middle school. And at high school, measures college and workforce readiness. This also will happen. Also, can you imagine piloting an innovative teacher compensation program that sustains high-quality professional growth over a teaching career, supports our newest teachers through a guided and directed teaching experience that provides time to model and reflect on work of master educators and mentors, provides further incentives to get more of the best educators into our chronically low-achieving schools, and enables teachers to earn additional salary by demonstrating evidence of accomplished teaching. The success of this pilot will be based on increased student learning. This, too, can happen. Can you imagine all schools and libraries across the state with internet broadband connections to connect to the virtual global learning opportunities that are out there, taking a class of rural Wisconsin students to an online interactive exhibit in a Costa Rican rainforest, allowing students to track the movement and research work of the International Space Station, giving library users access to online employment retraining courses, and connecting Wisconsin families through a video visit to a relative serving in the armed forces in Afghanistan or Iraq. What an opportunity, especially for our rural schools and libraries, with proper prioritization, this too can happen. In the next couple weeks and months, I'll be working with many of you to move these dreams to reality. I can tell you this, expect more to come. This is no time to have an aversion to risk. Life is too short. My parents taught me to leave this world a better place than I found it. We need all your help to provide these ideas. We all need to join together for our kids' education. As I mentioned before, this past year has hit many hard. We know that the struggles of families too often hit hardest on those we aim to protect and flourish, our children. In many cases, our schools and public libraries are the only place of security and certainty for our kids. But in the end, it's all about the people who serve the children of the state. Every day, our educators and public librarians are there for our children. We must value their work, raise the level of public discourse, and provide all we can to support their mission to educate Wisconsin's children. These hard-working public servants modestly reached for those small successes that add up over the years of schooling to an educated, productive member of society. Educators are building Wisconsin's economic future every single day. Educators are tomorrow's job creators. They don't expect shout-outs, high-fives, or tweets, if I knew what a tweet was. They do expect and deserve our support and commitment to educating all our students. Let's work for our kids and their parents, our educators, and Wisconsin's future. Thank you for being here today, and God bless all our children, their parents, and the educators. Thank you very much.